So, we're here at the Gilded Balloon. It's very noisy around us, but I'm joined by Irina Titova. And this must be the only sand show on the Fringe. This must be the only sand show on the Fringe.
Yes, it's well named, the first sand show on the Fringe. Yeah.
And it's called Queen of Sand. But tell me what live sand painting is.
I'm painting on the glass plate, on the light plate, during the whole show, and this projection of the screen. And it's really incredible because it's with the narrator, recorded narrator, and with the really incredible music. And the audience can really enjoy the atmosphere of reading a book or being in very, very quiet atmosphere that's so rare in our times.
When did you learn to sand paint?
I was an art therapist for kids with autism, deaf kids, and it was a part of our therapy, playing with the sand. And that's the reason why I started to do this.
When did you get the idea to do this live in a show?
It was clear. It was like an animation. One picture was transformed to another picture. It's very fast. I think you cannot draw on the paper so fast as you're drawing on the sand. So it's like a cartoon. And like cartoon, it's incredible.
So do you use music? Do you use music?
Yes, of course. And I'm using the music that I really, really like. Like Doris, Morricone, like Cat Stevens. They were trying to use their very, very beautiful music, actually. Like a smooth woodstock and sand.
And are you improvising?
Sorry?
Are you improvising?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes. And it's the most interesting thing in the sand show. You will never see the same show again. It's like unique. For the people who are sitting there, it's like it's only for them. So it's every time something different.
And when you are doing this, are you aware of the audience and the audience reaction? Are you aware of the audience reaction?
Yeah. Of course. There is like communication with me and the audience. So I really like, it's really hard to explain, yeah, but it's very interesting. It's very interactive.
So what is the interaction?
Interaction is a guessing game. The people always trying to guess what will come next. When I start to draw on the picture, I only add the small details. And in the final end, I create the full image. And for them, it's like, I knew it. And it's like a guessing game always.
So I guess there's a lot of laughter as well and joy.
Yeah, of course. It's like, my main aim is to translate my emotions to the audience, you know, to be somehow, to be connected with them.
So it's really a story.
Yes, it's a real story. It's a real story with, with scenography, with everything, like a real theater, but more relaxing. So it keeps the space, it brings the space for your imagination.
So does the story sometimes go somewhere sad or dark?
Yeah, it's sometimes. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. It's always different.
So if I go to see this show, I could go more than once and have a different experience.
Yes, I'm sure, really. And I really hope you can visit the show one day.
When you are doing this, are you enjoying it? Or actually, are you sometimes almost afraid of it?
Never. If I'm not sure, I will never go to the stage because for me, sorry, I'm only one person on the stage. I'm doing very interactive thing, and most of the time I'm looking at the table. And you know, my only chance to really to bring my emotions to the audience and to be really happy, to try to show them how I am enjoying the show and to bring this joy to them. Yeah, so of course, yeah.
Tell me about some of the possibilities of color and light and dark.
It's very interesting because you can make the very fast shadow. So we haven't got the color. It's like sepia, black and white more. So I can create really, really, really a natural image with the sand because I can do shadows. I can do really, it really seems very natural. Yeah. I can work with color, but I think black and white is really the best solution.
Do you ever dream about some of your pictures?
Did I have a dream? Yes, somehow, yeah. Yeah, I think. It's a really hard topic. I have to think about this. Yeah, but.
Because I could imagine these things in my sleep. if I'm painting all the time in this way, I could imagine this goes into my nighttime.
Yes, of course, of course. I think I'm always... I think everything is coming, what art is doing, painter is doing, is coming from the really, really deep deep room of our mind, because that working only when we're sleeping. So sometimes, somehow we created the show in very, very relaxing thing, and it's, yeah.
What for you is the difference between painting with sand and painting with paint?
At first, when you're painting on the paper, you have a pen or a brush. So it's something connected between your hand and the paper. When you're drawing with the sand, it's a straight connection. You feel the material. So it's really incredible because you can feel what you're drawing. It's really very sensorial thing. And also I can really draw, I can draw a face in 10 seconds. It's incredible. I cannot make it in with the shadows, with everything. Like a really, really normal face. On the paper I cannot do it.
Is the way that you paint changing over time?
Yes, of course. I think, of course, I have different kind of sands. I have a river sand, I have a desert sand, I have a sand from Sahara, I have a sand from Maldives. I have a really different kind of sand. And this every sand, the style is changing. And of course, I'm really always trying to find a new base. So that's the reason why the show is all the time is different, because you cannot learn it like I think I will never go to the final point where I can say, okay, I know everything. It's really different.
It sounds interesting, inspiring, and something very different at the fringe. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.